This is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two. My name's Dayton.
And I'm David.
David, let's read through this and you can answer the question. Are you ready?
Yes, so okay. we got a text right at the end of the last hour. And it basically says somebody had a basement, part of the walls are finished and everything. Wanted to know if Gatish takes finish off walls and puts it back. They will take it off to do an inspection. They don't put it back. They're not carpenters to put it back. So he said they have somebody that they can work with to handle that and take care of that for their customers. All but, right. Yeah, they're not carpenters. So
thanks for the question. Yes. Siding Unlimited talk and text line is 855-616-1620. You can always reach us with questions for Matt Hefter from CertaPro Painters. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. You can always give us a call, too. We'll help you out.
What's that number?
Well, this was specific. Oh, to put it back.
To put it back.
Yeah, this was specifically to do a basement inspection.
We don't take it apart. We put it back.
You don't do basement inspections either.
No, we
paint the walls.
We can paint them. We can do drywall.
Anything other than toenails.
Everything but toenails, yeah. We still are not painting toenails.
Right.
All right.
Just my kids.
Yeah.
Your kids' toenails?
Yeah.
Oh, they got to have some fancy toenails.
Yeah.
The painter's painting them.
Murals.
Yikes.
Okay, as we like to do, tell everybody what you guys do and where you service.
We service everywhere, for the most part, everywhere where you can hear us today.
Okay.
Wisconsin, northern Illinois for people that are missing home. We do everything from painting, drywall. Drywall repairs,
carpentry work,
interior painting, exterior painting, commercial, residential.
All right, I got an email from you last week that said you're doing 10% off.
We are.
What is that about?
We are doing a sale promotion for everybody until May 15th. So we're hoping, you know, the early birds want to get out there, take advantage of some savings. You know, yesterday was probably a good day to walk around your house and see what it looks like after winter has
hibernation.
Hibernation and winter has set in, yeah.
I just reached out to Eric to come back. I need some more paint done at my house on the interior. And he's on vacation. You give your guys vacation? What's up with that?
Yeah, he gets a little break before, he's got a little break for spring break, and then he'll be back.
He's been with you guys a while, hasn't he?
Oh, man. I want to say 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have quite a few senior people. We have quite a few. I mean, I've been open for 18 years, coming up on 19 years now, and we have a lot of people that are approaching 14, 15 years, 16 years.
Must be a good place to work.
Well, in the beginning, it was just me,
sure.
So I'm still here.
Yeah, you're still here. Yeah, excellent. That's good. That is a good thing, definitely.
CertaPro is spelled with a C, so you can find them at CertaPro.com and get your calls and texts in there. Sign up for a free estimate. You guys come out and just look at the project and give people an idea what they could do.
Yep. We walk around the house, inside or out, take measurements, help with colors, try to, help a person fulfill their vision if they need a little help with that. We look for damaged wood, make sure that, in Wisconsin, there's a lot of rough cedar and it has a lifespan and it only goes so long.
And even the composite products, everybody thinks, whether it's Miratec, all these products, even the LP and the Hardy Plank trim boards, that all these contractors, and I'm painting a broad brush, everybody does it. They run their trim down in contact with the concrete along the overhead door, or it's too close to the shingles or something like that. And then it absorbs water, and you really need to have clearances to.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, and you know this, when you look at the manufacturer's specifications, recommendations, all those surfaces have to be coated.
Yeah.
And
coated and have a clearance.
And have
it
a clearance.
Can't be in contact.
Yep, you don't want gaps and things like that. So, when it comes too close to the ground, or you're by a sidewalk and the
where water's going to collect.
Water collects and snow builds up and things like that. You want to make sure that those surfaces are coated and protected. Otherwise, bad things can happen. And some of the earlier versions of cement board, I mean, it used to just like
disintegrate.
I mean, you could take a chunk of it, throw it into a glass of water, come back in a month, and it's gone.
It's gone, right. What about PVC trim? Are you painting that much? I mean, is it paintable?
Well, see, here's the thing. It is paintable, and certainly you have to go through a different process. Yeah. You want to kind of rough it up a little bit, and then use a bonding primer, something that's going to really grab to that PVC because it's naturally a slick surface.
Yeah, plastic.
It's not, it's sold as, hey, it's maintenance-free and so forth. As soon as you start painting, it's now maintainable.
Right, exactly.
But it doesn't absorb moisture, so it shouldn't really peel like a traditional wood that absorbs moisture, expands and contracts a lot, and starts to fail. It really comes down to aesthetics. Mm-hmm. So, if you want your house to look a certain way and all of a sudden there's this white PVC or something like that, sometimes you just want to hide it and make it disappear.
Yeah. All right. We do need to take our first break. Get your calls and texts in for Matt. Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Look them up while we're on this break at CertaPro.com. It is a Fix-It show on WTMJ.
If it needs fixing, we can help. It's the Fix-It show on WTMJ.
Big concert at the Fiserv Forum tonight. Kid Rock going to be performing out there.
All right.
Have you ever seen Kid Rock in concert?
No, I haven't.
Oh my gosh, dude's insane.
I'm sure he rocks.
At least he used to be. I don't know if he still is. He's getting older.
He probably still is.
But crazy show if you go see that show.
I feel like he's always going to be wild on stage, even at 70, 80 years old.
Yeah, probably.
He'll have to change his name, though, right?
Probably.
Kid Rock to Adult Rock?
Something like that. Grandpa Rock?
No, Grandpa Rock.
I think he probably always wants to be considered a kid.
Well, when we saw Aerosmith,
I'm sure, and
a while ago now, but he was older at that point. He was still doing flips on stage, Steven Tyler. I mean, it was crazy. Like, this is nuts. But, okay, let's talk painting, because that's what we're here to do. Have you ever painted a famous person's house, can you say?
I won't say who, but we've painted quite a few.
Yeah.
Some, Bucks players, baseball players.
If you said
players,
the name, people would recognize.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's always interesting because, like, Bucks players' homes and stuff like that, especially if they're new construction, you walk in and you just realize that there's a basketball player living here.
Yeah, how tall everything is?
Well, they'll have, like, their countertops.
42 inches.
Will be taller. Yeah. And
their shower head.
Like, 7-foot doorways.
I'm somewhere.
Probably all the interior doors are 7 feet.
Yeah, everything's just tall.
Have you been on the tour of Fiserv?
No.
The shower heads are, like, I think 10 feet in the air. It's crazy. It's just nuts to see.
Well, sounds a little high. That's a basketball.
They're really tall. I'm short, so maybe they seem like 10 feet. They maybe were only 8 feet, 9 feet, but yeah. Big.
Yeah.
Funny. All right. So you paint everything except toenails. We always talk about on the show that you got to prep it right. That's the main step, right? You got to prep
getting
right.
Started, yeah.
So when somebody's tackling their own project, if they want to, that means making sure it's dry, making sure it's clean.
And dull.
So you can't go over a shellacked something and just paint over it because it's not going to stick, right?
Well, it's different for inside and outside. The outside, the carpentry is the most important thing. If it's not holding paint and it's kind of wet, it's got high moisture, there's an issue, just replace it. You can paint over it and think it's going to last. It's just not going to last. Replace the wood if it's bad wood. On the inside, there's different surfaces like trim work and things like that. Anything that's got a sheen, a high sheen to it, a gloss or semi-gloss, you want to either abrade the sheen or degloss it liquidly. So they got like liquid deglossers. Not really the best for homeowners because they're really stinky and things like that, but just a little rough sand to dull the sheen, and then you can paint right over it, paint over paint. A lot of people go, I got to prime it. Only if it's shiny. You want to get a bonding primer on that, or if you're trying to block something, like a water stain, and you want to put shellac or oil-based primer over the top of it to block it and seal it in.
Yeah, or if it's a bare surface, bare wood,
if it's bare
drywall.
Yeah, bare wood, bare drywall, you definitely want to prime, because otherwise you're going to be fighting it with multiple coats. So you want to seal the surface with a primer and then go ahead and put one to two coats of good quality paint over the top.
If you don't prime drywall, it'll typically peel off, right? Or can.
If it's dusty or something after a new construction
project.
Well, it
usually is.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been sanding all the mud.
Prime it.
They've been sanding them. It's going
to
be dusty.
Yeah, it's always best to prime bare surfaces.
So
first.
In my house, they came in and they sprayed gray on every wall, right? A dull, there's no, it's flat,
that was
matte
nice.
Finish.
That was
it
nice of
nice.
Them.
Except it's easy to scuff or get stuff on. Can I just paint over the top of that?
Yep.
Go yep. right over the top.
So if it's right over the top of it.
Is it probably flat?
Usually flat, yeah. Right now, a lot of people are picking really dark colors. So, you know, if you paint your walls charcoal gray, almost black, even if you got a satin finish on there, it's hard to not get it to burnish where, you know, you rub up against it and it leaves a mark.
Yeah.
Or somebody will take their hands across it and you leave like dead skin on the, on the wall. But it's the dark colors are a little bit more difficult. But yeah, if you put a sheen to it, you know, something that's a satin finish or something like that, it's gonna last longer and so forth. The tough thing is it's not the look that everyone's looking for. They want that dull, flat looking finish, black, gray, whatever the dark color blues that they choose.
But flats are very easy to touch up.
Oh, you can touch them up very easy.
If you know the exact color.
If you have the same color.
If you use the same, you typically want to use the same color. And then if it's darker color, you want to make sure you even use the same type of roller. Because you can leave a little different of a stipple, and now you see the stipple mark. You don't see the difference in the paint color, but you see the stipple difference.
So when Eric comes to my house to look at my bathroom, we need some drywall work, which you guys can do because you did it in our other bathroom. Yep. We had another leak in our – anyway. So we're going to get that fixed. And if I point out a couple spots in my house where the flat finishes, will he be able to match up and just touch up some stuff, or do you guys not do that?
No, we can do that. So if
you're doing a bigger project for me, I could say, can you touch up these couple spots?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just for perfect. You.
Yeah.
Well, for everybody.
Yeah. For anybody. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. I know.
You know, we had a customer that called and said, you know, it's outside of my warranty, but there's just this little bubble that's taking place, and it's like, just go take care of it, guys. You know, it's a customer. They've been a 7-time, 8-time repeat customer. Mm. Just go take care of it. Yeah. It's good
that
customer
says something.
Service.
They're calling you back.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm. Check them out. Get your free estimate by clicking on the Get Free Estimate red button on the website, CERTAPro.com, CERTAPro.com. Matt Hefter with us all this hour. Get your calls and texts in, 855-616-1620. It is a Fix-It show. It is WTMJ. Nate's in the producer's booth. Is this the Kid Rock version, or is this the Warren Zevon version? Yeah, Kid
Rock.
Sounds
like Kid Rock.
Yeah. Kid Rock going to be at Fiserv tonight. I should go to that show. I should find... I have this, then I have the home show, then I have appointment, and I'm probably going to take a nap. And then maybe I could be up for that. Let's actually go to the phones. We do have a call at 855-616-1620. Matt from CERTAPro on with us this hour. Let's go to Kurt in Fond du Lac. Good morning, Kurt. What's your question?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, quick question. Got a house built about 20 years ago. Have that pre-finished, we talked about that rough cedar trim on all the windows and some bump outs. And it's got that little bit of mold growing on it. Do you have to, how do you clean that off? Do you sand it, or is there something you should do to try to kill it before you repaint?
You can just use a bleach and water solution to kill it. And there's also mildicides that you can put into your paint systems. There's a few things you can do, but the one thing that I'm thrown off on is you said rough cedar. Is it rough cedar looking, or is it a LP Smart Side
composite product
or
no? It's actual pre-finished cedar wood.
If I can,
but it's got, you know, it's kind of a rough texture on it. Okay. It's not smooth.
If I can respectfully disagree with you a little bit, Matt, but bleach doesn't clean very well. It's a good disinfectant. I think if you're going to clean, you need some of these products that are sold specifically for it, or just Dawn dish soap. I think
you want
to. Well, what I'm
kill
looking to do is, what do I need to do to prep?
I think you want to get rid of it.
Yeah,
you do. You want to get rid of it.
Yeah, my question is, what do I have to do to prep before I repaint?
What
should you do to prep before you repaint it?
I would also pressure wash
carefully.
Yeah, if it's cedar and you pressure wash more aggressively, which you can do, you just don't want to scar the wood.
Mm-hmm.
Give it plenty of time to dry out. So a lot of times you know we'll go around the house, and if there's mildew or anything like that, we will bleach it and clean it off, but then we'll also pressure wash, and at that time we give it, you know, a typical pressure wash job on a aluminum house. You know, you can paint it the next day, but with rough cedar you want to give it kind of like a week if you're going to aggressively pressure wash.
And you need the spray tip, not the 0 point where you're going to drill a hole through
if
your
side. If you buy a pressure washer today, take the red tip and throw it in the garbage can, because it will cost you so much money you keep that red tip.
Yeah, that's for like literally
drilling holes
in concrete and wood, any type of siding. So yes,
not good.
The spray, the fan spray tips.
Yeah. Green tips, start with that if you have to use a yellow on concrete
and
or something.
Not within a couple inches.
Right.
You know, start a little further away. You can get closer.
Right. And it's not something you ever want. You don't want to sand that before you paint it. You would just want to clean it, pressure wash it.
I would just clean it. It's rough cedar. You don't want to take the roughness out of the rough cedar. Right. So I would just clean it really well.
All right. One other real quick question, if I could. Interior walls on the corners all had that bullnose that they were putting on there at that time. You know, looks really nice, nice rounded corner. But it's like a plastic corner bead that goes on there. And that seems to be chipping off. Do you really need to just replaster and sand all of that before you would repaint on the inside?
Yeah, I'm assuming you got like a knockdown texture, or orange peel or something like that over the top of the bowl nose.
Correct.
Yeah, so it just needs to get it needs to get retextured and then painted. And we can do that if you want to give us a call. Texturing is a little bit tricky to do as a homeowner yourself. You got to have the right equipment and stuff, and it's probably not worth your headaches, but if you give us a call, we can take care of all the drywall repairs and then paint it if you like.
All right, Kurt, thank you for calling in from Fond du Lac. We appreciate it. What's your number?
414-321-8337. Otherwise, you can just call 1-800-GO-CERTA, and that'll go to the right office.
WTMJ's The Fix It Show with David Nason and Dayton Kane.
You can find the Fix It Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dayton. That's David. Matt Hefter from CertaPro Painters on with us. And we've mentioned a few things, so let's do a quick reset here. We've mentioned that you guys can do drywall repair. We mentioned texturing on walls. What are some of the services you guys can do besides just paint?
Well, we do a lot of things. If you start on the inside of the house, a lot of people are painting kitchen cabinets, so we can paint kitchen cabinets. We do everything from millwork and trim. We just did a project last week where we tone their woodwork. So instead of sanding all their woodwork down and all their trim to make it darker and starting over, we just tone it. So we just lightly scuff it and then tone it a little darker for them, because a lot of people are liking the darker looks right now versus that light oak color that was popular in the 80s and coming into the 90s. So toning, drywall repairs, pretty much anything to do with drywall, plaster, painting, we do on the inside. On the outside of the house, we do everything from pressure washing services, cleaning, and staining, painting, carpentry. We're kind of full service when it comes to that stuff. And then sometimes we don't do it, and we try to give a recommendation and say, hey, we worked with this company, we referred them out, and that works just fine. And then inside the garage, we do concrete coatings. So anyone that's looking for a concrete coating for their garage floor to kind of seal the surface and make it look decorative and kind of an extension of their home, that's what most of people are doing. We can do that.
And those coatings you can do on like a front stoop like you did on mine or patios, but you stay away from sidewalks and driveways.
You don't want to do, and
if you're shoveling,
they do them in Florida, but not here. Yeah. You know, we have snow, salt, ice, things like that.
So you can do those surfaces.
You can do pool decks, things like that.
And garage doors. Yep. My garage doors look amazing still. 3 years at least now?
Well, your original color was what? White. We wood grained it to make it look like wood.
Well, it was like the embossed or stamped wood grain, but they were white. You couldn't really see it. But yes, now. They still look amazing.
Yeah.
3 years. And they face east. They get a lot of sun in the morning.
You want to make sure that you get a seal coat on them once in a while, once every 3-4 years or so, maybe 5 years, just because that's a wearable coating, right? Sure. So the sun can beat and wear down your seal coat without actually starting to fade your wood grain color.
Okay.
So, if you ever notice that it's starting to fade a little bit, then all you got to do is just roll on a seal coat or give us a call. We'll take care of it.
All right.
Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Somebody asked, can your polyurea garage floors be clear recoated?
Yeah, they can. They shouldn't need to. So if it's a floor we installed, give us a call. But you have to mechanically abrade it to roughen up the surface pretty dull, and then we can put a top coat over the top of it.
All right. And we had another one. Can you put Raymar preservative on top
of polyurethane that is worn off in many places on an outside cedar raised garden bed without sanding it first if you don't want the polyurethane, if you don't want to polyurethane it again.
I think he's saying, trying to say Rymar.
It's, yeah, I guess R-A-Y-M-A-R.
I think he meant Rymar. Rymar is a product line, a very expensive, very good product line. And I think if that was a long question.
Yeah.
I think what if you,
can you
have
go over polyurethane?
If you have it sealed, you have to minimally degloss that. So if there's any
is the Rymar oil based?
It's both, but it's typically oil based.
So that wants to soak into the wood, but if there's a polyurethane surface on it, it's not
you're going over a sealed surface or a shiny surface, and those are rule number one and two not
right,
to break. I would want to make sure that urethane coating that was over the top of it has completely dulled and burned off from the sun before trying to put a penetrating stain, because Rymar is a penetrating stain over the top of it. It might just sit on the surface and then peel off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So on your website, it says residential and commercial painting. So you guys do it all?
We do it all. When we first started, we were a residential company. I mean, I started the business by literally going door to door and begging people for me to paint their front door for $25-$50. And you know, now we're one of the bigger companies in town, and we do commercial painting. So everything from, you name it, new construction to, repaints, facilities like we're sitting in today. We're in food and beverage. We do all kinds of stuff.
And there's probably a different process in food and beverage.
Oh, yeah.
Are you using epoxies and things that can be really clean well?
Urethane cements. Okay. So urethane cements can handle. So they have to wash on a regular routine with hot tea pressure washers.
Right.
So you need something that can handle the thermal shock.
Yeah.
So urethane cements are in most. And a lot of people don't know this, but the state of Wisconsin's like, I think, the number two producing for food packaging and manufacturing.
Really?
We have this thing called cheese that dominates.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of meat packing and beer and you name it. We're like number two. I think California's number one.
And one of my jobs, we did a project at the wastewater treatment plant in Mequonago. And I just remember everything on the inside of the pump's lift station was epoxy painted.
Yeah.
And it was stinky and everything, but once it was done and cured,
you want to make sure that you don't have any growth, especially in food and beverage. I mean, if they get listeria, it'll shut down the plant.
Right.
I mean, it's big money. So anytime there's any signs whatsoever, or if there's any food inspections, they call us, we come in right away, and we're grinding it off and putting a new coating down.
Mm-hmm. All right. We do have a text here about some cedar rails, and they want to go over the top of those. We'll talk about that when we come back. And any other calls and texts we get at 855-616-1620. CertaPro.com is the website. Matt Hefter here for another 18 minutes on WTMJ and The Fix-It Show.
We may not solve the world's problems, but maybe we can help solve some of your homes. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
The 99th annual Realtor Home and Garden Show going on today, 10 to 7, tomorrow 10 to 5. I'll be out there 10 to 2, so stop by the booth and say, hey, you're going to be out there too?
I'll be walking around from...
David will sign autographs.
Yeah.
If you see him.
I'll be at the Wahi booth, or we're hanging around, walking around.
Matt from CertaPro on with us this hour. Siding Unlimited talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Text here says, I haven't treated or sealed the cedar rails on my deck for probably 4 years. There are some areas showing black stains. What do I need to do before resealing them again?
Clean them. If you got a pressure washer, that's ideal. Gently pressure wash them. No red tip. Just probably green tip is fine, or black. You can even start with. Which is going to be the widest fan and cause the least amount of damage. And hold it away. Start a few feet away and then work your way in. And then be consistent, because you might start to remove some of the stain and things like that. But you want to just clean it and get it all off. Generally, I tell people, your verticals, you can wait 4 years. You should really be doing your horizontals every 2 years, especially if it's a semi-transparent stain or something like that, or semi-solid.
Yeah.
They just don't last as long.
What about cedar siding? What's your recommendation there?
6 years, 7 years. I mean, it depends on the stain. If it's a semi-transparent stain, it's going to be every 3 years. If it's a solid stain, yeah, 6 years, 7 years. But it's if it's a non-porous surface like LP Smart Siding, you can paint it and see in 10, 15 yeah. years.
But you've back to the cedar, you mentioned stain. You're not a fan of painting cedar, right?
No. No. That I see too often. That is the beginning of the end of your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you want something that penetrates, absorbs into the wood. You don't want to, and a lot of people think, well, it's solid, so mm-hmm. it's a paint. It's not. It's a stain. If it's dull and it starts to chalk and fade away, that's what's supposed to be on your house. Does paint last longer? Short term, one cycle, you betcha. But mm-hmm. as you start to paint it again, it'll start to trap moisture, and then it'll start to delaminate. You can pull, literally, I've gone up to a house and grabbed the paint chipped and walked down the side of the house and pulled 3 feet off. Mm-hmm. It's just, you can't hit it. The cedar is very fibrous. It's not going to hold a heavy coating. It'll literally start to fall off your house.
Yeah.
So you want to stain it, and you want it to chalk and fade away. That's how it works.
Typically, the houses that I see in the cedar has been on it a long time. It's not been painted.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, look at this cedar's in really good shape for the age of the house, but it's stained.
I mean, you got to understand, when cedar first came out, you didn't paint any of it. You yeah. go out to like Boston, it's just the front of the house that's stained. The rest of the house, they let it gray out.
Sure.
Cedar is a wood that can last in, you know, long time in the elements. It's just, you know, it wasn't originally intended to do anything more than maybe just a light semi-transparent stain or something mm-hmm. like that. But if, like I said, you go East Coast, they stay in the front of the house, the other three sides, all grayed out.
You would love to see a house that I did a stucco inspection on this last week, and it's stucco, a lot of it, and the rest of it is clear tongue and groove cedar. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's beautiful wood, and it's holding up really well because it's stained. Just beautiful look.
Yeah.
Can you paint stucco and eaves?
Yeah.
Eaves?
Yeah. Okay. Eaves, drive it.
We laugh because there's not a second I. It's EIFS, eaves.
But he says Eves. Everybody says Eves except yeah. David Nason, yeah. and he's got me so in my head yeah. about it that right. I have to say it both ways every time
yeah.
I say it.
And yeah, drive it, stucco.
Drive it is a Eves product.
Yeah, and we can do repair work too.
Okay.
So yeah, whatever you need. Pretty much anything on the inside of your house or outside of your house, if it has a coating, you can call CertaPro.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take care of it.
All right. On that, we're going to take a final break here. Get your calls and texts in at 855-616-1620. CertaPro Painters on with us this hour on WTMJ and The Fix-It Show.
Making it a great Fix-It day. It's The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
It is sponsored by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction each week. Dayton Kane and David Nason here with Matt from CertaPro Painters. Yesterday was beautiful. Got outside. People were sitting on their porches, walking their dogs. Probably should have been walking around the house after a winter and kind of checking things out, right?
Yeah, I think it's good, whether it's paint, roofing, everything. It's just good. You get that first break.
Figure out your maintenance.
And walk around the house and just see, look at the ground, kick the leaves away from the, you know, because if it's going to peel, it's probably going to peel from the ground up. Just look around and see if you have to either minimally do some touch up or, you know, give us a call to get an estimate. I always encourage people, get out there first, because what happens is we have a promotion. We're giving 10% off until May 15th. People think, well, all right, then I'll call them on the 14th of May. But the reality is by then, you know, schedules can book up pretty quickly. So if you're an early bird and you want to get things going on your project so you can enjoy it all summer, then and be first, don't be last.
Mm-hmm. And you do caulking along yep. with your painting?
Yep.
Because that's what I see a lot of. Because every builder contractor will either put right in their contract or whatever that caulking is a maintenance item.
Yes.
You can't expect caulk to last forever. So it has to be taken
care of. So if I have aluminum trim around my windows and I want to change the color because they're just white and I want to add some color, is that something you guys would caulk as you're doing it? Or is that something you would just leave the caulk if it's fine?
It depends if the caulk's in a good shape. If the caulk's in good shape and the color isn't going to contrast or anything like that, then it's fine. Because a lot of times that caulk goes on to both surfaces, the siding. And so usually we like to look at it and say, all right, this is the best way to solve this for aesthetics. From a quality standpoint and a maintenance standpoint, you want to make sure that the caulk is able to expand and contract. And aluminum siding moves quite a bit. Same as wood, so you want to make sure you go in there with a good caulk and a matching caulk. I mean, sometimes we show up to houses that we didn't maintain previously, and you know, it's smooth caulking all around the house, and all of a sudden there's texture caulk around a couple windows they had installed, and it's like, no, should have stayed with the same. I understand their point, but stay with the same caulk. So whether it's textured or smooth, you just want to make sure that you got somebody who can lay it in really good. And and that's usually with tooling and not your fingers.
We talked about that last week, right? That caulking is a...
It's an art.
An art. It takes time to figure that out.
Yeah. Okay. CertaPro.com is the website. CERTAPro.com. People can go there and fill out a form. How long before somebody would contact them?
Well, you can actually go right on our website and schedule an estimate appointment.
Directly.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably get an appointment today, Monday at the latest, maybe Tuesday.
Okay.
We have so many estimators that usually somebody can grab that pretty quickly. So you can go right out online at CertPro.com, and our calendar's out there. You can schedule appointments right away, or you can call today at 1-800-GO-CERTA, and somebody will schedule an appointment for you.
So is this something that the sales rep or whatever you call them, some people don't like to call them,
estimators.
So the estimator, is he going to do that right in my house, or is that going to be he's going to come in, assess everything, and then I'll get a proposal afterwards?
It's pretty rare that we don't deliver a proposal right away.
You can do that sometimes, just plug in stuff.
Yep.
You're using a tablet. I think I've seen people.
Exactly. We print a proposal, we email it to you right away. There are times when we have to do a little research and then come back. Those are very rare, but sometimes we have to do that. But generally, it's as simple as we print a proposal, and a lot of customers just say, okay, you know, they've used us. Much of our business is repeat business. So they just sign up and we move forward.
Repeat and referral. So they're coming to you because they want you to do it.
Right. Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Well, you did our one bathroom, and I'm like, yeah, definitely if we ever need more painting, because the guys were great. It looks awesome. It turned out great. We had the knockdown finish put on, the orange peel like stuff, and
Which one, knockdown or orange peel?
They're different. Orange peel.
One looks like raindrops.
I basically showed him a picture and said, this is what I want, and you did it.
I'm just razzing you because they are different.
All right, always good to have you on the show.
Yes.
Great. See you. Good seeing you guys.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Have a good spring. We'll see you again soon.
Sounds good.
Good luck on your bracket.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, are you here next week? Because I'm not.
I am here, yes. Okay.
So you'll be here, I think, with Libby.
First weekend of April, yeah.
All right.
Love April.
Always a good show. Good to see you. Right. Enjoy your next couple of weeks.
Thanks. You too.